So Gibber and Rothenberg will come up with something. Let's go. Kuf Chof. Valenu Lusho, we have to ask. Ma Marviach Ha'akshan. We're talking about stubbornness. What does he gain from being so stubborn? V'chi machlok izoi mishto hu inyan chashuv kokach ad shechayiv lenetzach, lenatzeach. The argument with his wife or anybody else is so important, he has to win. V'afilu me'emet ha'tzedek ito, even if the tzedek, the justice is with him, ha'im yafsid mamom im yodesh u'asham, is he going to lose money if he admits that he has some guilt? What's going to happen? He asked for mechila. If you admit that you had some wrongdoing, your life's going to be over. Adarabba. Rak yervich mizeh, bam balam hazeh, bam balam haba. You're going to benefit in this world and the next to get over that stubbornness. V'ap mishenu ragil levakesh mechila. True, there's certain people, they're not used to asking for forgiveness. They never did in their whole life. We know people like that. And it's very difficult at the beginning. As time goes on, time elapses, it becomes easier. We get used to it. It becomes a habit. Certain people are so stubborn, they never ever apologize. And it leads them their whole life. If we could break that bond, break that shell, it could work wonders. There are a lot of family members, unfortunately, they don't speak to each other. A lot of the times it's because of stubbornness. Many times, the whole reason, all the anger and the machlokis, forgot about it. They don't even know what they're fighting about anymore. They don't even know what they got angry about in the first place. Because they're so stubborn, though, they won't speak to each other peacefully. It happens. They'd be fighting for decades, for years. What are you fighting about? I don't even know. I just don't talk to the guy. Because we're just so stubborn. Some of you might smile. Oh, that would never happen to me. It happens. It happens to people. If they really work on it, is it worth it? Someone sees his friends angry at him, find out and investigate why. Maybe you did something wrong, intentionally, unintentionally. Don't be so stubborn. Go to him and say nicely, if I did something that you didn't like, tell me please.
After Marv, the engineering club will be meeting in the
Makerspace. Interesting. Okay.
Maybe a letter might actually be there.
Okay. And when you go to somebody sincerely and genuinely and say, I'm sorry, I want this to be good, it's very hard for the person to resist. When you want to keep shalom bayis, the wife's angry at you. Don't be scared of what the difficult things she could tell you. Just know, because she's upset. It's coming from anger. Go to her and ask her, what's bothering you? Obviously, peacefully, nicely, calmly. She doesn't answer. Come back a little later. Ask her again. Until her feelings come out. Peacefully, calmly, don't be so stubborn. That's what people do, they get so caught up. No, he's right, she's right, and nobody wins. And it's very good for it to get rid of, to let the anger come out, the hurt come out. The husband will know what to ask forgiveness for. It's the beginning of the cure for all machlokes. So don't ever let the stubbornness get in the way of peace. Because it happens all the time. I'm right. He's right. No. Who should go to me? Then what happens? No one wins. Everyone's upset. And it always ends in disaster. All right, Shekoch.